E-cigarette manufacturer Juul has announced it will stop selling flavored vaping products. The decision comes after more than 1,400 cases of an unknown lung illness have been confirmed nationwide. Authorities say the condition is tied to vaping and e-cigarettes, while manufacturers say it comes from black market vaping products. Although we are still months away from the 2020 Hawaii legislative session, lawmakers are already looking at ways to address the issue. The mystery illness now has a name. EVLI, an acronym for e-cigarette and vaping-associated lung injury. But health experts still don't know what exactly is causing the disease. In a briefing to lawmakers yesterday, pediatrician Brian Mee said that's because there are dozens of chemicals found in e-liquids.
These are not natural or benign in any way. We have varying levels of nicotine. We have products that are carcinogenic. They've studied some of the vapor or aerosol, and they found metals such as tin, nickel, and lead.
For the most part, there haven't been any studies to examine what effect those chemicals have on humans when inhaled in aerosol form. States around the country have moved to ban or restrict vaping products in recent weeks, with some bans being struck down in court. But there is one proven way for lawmakers to reduce vaping use: taxation.
When you significantly increase tobacco taxes, that's going to be the single most effective way for reducing tobacco use.
Frank Chalupka is an economist at the University of Chicago, specializing in tobacco research. He told lawmakers, when it comes to traditional tobacco products, minors are three times more sensitive to price increases than adults. Hawaii has the second highest rate of youth vaping in the nation, with 25% of high schoolers reporting regular use. E-cigarettes are not currently covered by the state's cigarette tax. Maui Senator Rosalind Baker chairs the Consumer Protection Committee that received the briefing. She would like to see action before the legislative session begins in January.
Hopefully the governor's team can take some initial actions and we can follow through with something more permanent when the legislature convenes.
For now, the State Department of Health has issued an advisory urging Hawaii residents to stop vaping, but stop short of an outright ban. In a written statement, Hawaii's largest vape company, Volcano E-Cigs, said the lung illness stems from the use of black market vape cartridges and that a ban on flavored products would be, quote, irrelevant to the outbreak. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.